ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय. श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4, द क्रिएशन ऑफ द फोर्थ ऑर्डर, चैप्टर 18, पृथु महाराज मिल्क्स द अर्थ प्लैनेट, पार्ट 2, गुरु मुख पद्म वाक्य. There are two significant words used in this section. One word is asmin and the other amushmin. Asmin means in this life and amushmin means in the next life. Unfortunately, in this age, even exalted professors and learned men believe that there is no next life and that everything is finished in this life. Since they are rascals and fools, what advice can they give? And still, they are passing as learned scholars and professors. In this verse, the word amushmin is very explicit. It is the duty of everyone to mold his or her life in such a way that one will have a profitable next life. Just as a boy is educated in order to become happy later, one should also be educated in this life in order to attain an eternal and prosperous life after death. Therefore, it is essential that people follow what is given in the Srutis and Smritis in order to make sure that one's human mission is successful. The word avara, meaning inexperienced, is very significant in this section. For every conditioned soul is inexperienced. Everyone is avoda jata, born as a fool and rascal. In democratic government at the present moment, all kinds of fools and rascals are making decisions. But what can they do? What is the result of their legislation? They enact something today just to whimsically repeal it tomorrow. One political party utilizes a country for one purpose, and the next moment another political party forms a different type of government and nullifies all the laws and regulations. This process of puna punas charvita charvananam, or chewing the chewed, will never make human society happy. In order to make all of human society happy and prosperous, we should accept the standard methods given by liberated persons. This Krishna consciousness movement directly receives instructions from the Supreme Personality of Godhead via persons who are strictly following Krishna's instructions. Although a follower may not be a liberated person, if he or she follows the Supreme Liberated Personality of Godhead, then one's actions are naturally liberated from the contamination of the material nature. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore says, by my order, you may become a spiritual master. One can immediately become a spiritual master by having full faith in the transcendental words of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and by following his instructions. Materialistic men are not interested in taking directions from a liberated person, but they are very much interested in their own concocted ideas, which make them repeatedly fail in all of their attempts. Because the entire world is now following the imperfect directions of conditioned souls, humanity is completely bewildered. Lord Brahma created this material world for the use of the living entities, but it was created according to a plan that all living entities who might come into it in order to dominate it for sense gratification would be given directions by Lord Brahma in the Vedas in order that they might ultimately leave it and return home back to Godhead. In this section, the words asadvihi and adritavratai are important. The word asadvihi refers to non-devotees. Non-devotees have been described in Bhagavad Gita as duskritinaha, miscreants, mudha, asses or rascals, naradama, lowest of mankind, and mayaya paritta jnana, those whose knowledge has been stolen by the power of the illusory energy. And all these persons are asat, non-devotees. Non-devotees are also called grihavrata, whereas the devotee is called dhritavrata. The whole Vedic plan is that the misguided conditioned souls who have come to lord it over material nature should be trained to become dhritavrata. This means that they should take a vow to satisfy their senses or enjoy material life only by satisfying the senses of the Supreme Lord, who is known as Hrishikesha, Master of the Senses. Activities intended to satisfy the senses of the Supreme Lord, Krishna or Hrishikesha, are called Krishnarthe Akhila Cheshta. This indicates that one can attempt all kinds of work, but one should do so to satisfy Krishna. This is described in Bhagavad Gita as yajna arthat karma. The word yajna indicates Lord Vishnu. So we should work only for the satisfaction of Lord Vishnu. In modern times of Kali Yuga, however, people have forgotten Lord Vishnu altogether, and so they conduct their activities only for their own sense gratification. Such people will gradually become poverty-stricken, for they cannot use things which are to be enjoyed by the Supreme Lord for their own sense gratification. And if they continue like this, there will ultimately be a state of poverty and no grains, fruits, or flowers will be produced. Indeed, it is stated in the 12th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam that at the end of Kali Yuga, people will be so polluted that there will no longer be any grains, wheat, sugar cane, or milk. Currently, a huge arrangement exists for the production of large-scale industrial and agricultural products. But all these products are meant for sense gratification. Therefore, despite such productive capacities, still there is scarcity because the world's population is simply full of thieves. The word chori bhute indicates that the population has turned to thievery. According to spiritual communism, all properties on the surface of the globe belong to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The population has a right to use these goods only after offering them to Lord Krishna. This is the process of accepting prasad. Unless one eats prasad, one is certainly a thief, according to Bhagavad Gita. It is the duty of governors and kings to punish such thieves and maintain the world nicely. If this is not done, grains will no longer be produced, and the people will simply starve. Indeed, not only will people be obliged to eat less, but they will kill one another and eat each other's flesh. Already they are killing animals for flesh. So, when there will no longer be grains, vegetables, and fruits, they will kill their own sons and fathers and eat their flesh for sustenance. In this section, there are two significant words, yogena, by the approved method, and drishtena, as exemplified by the former acharyas. One is mistaken if he or she thinks that by applying modern machines, such as tractors, that grains can be produced. If one goes to a desert and uses a tractor, there is still no possibility of producing grains. So we may adopt various means, but it is essential to know that planet Earth will stop producing grains if sacrifices are not performed. Mother Earth has already explained that because non-devotees are enjoying the production of food, she has reserved the seeds for the performance of sacrifice. Now, of course, atheists will not believe in this spiritual method of producing grains. But whether they believe or not, the fact remains that we are not independent to produce grain by mechanical means. As far as the approved method is concerned, it is enjoined in the Shastras that intelligent men in this age will take to the Sankirtan movement, and by so doing, they shall worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whose bodily complexion is golden, and who is always accompanied by his confidential devotees, just to preach this Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. The reference for this statement can be found in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna Varnang Tvisha Krishnang Sango Pangastra Parshadam Yagyai Sankirtana Prayaya Yajantihi Sumedasaha. In its present condition, the world can only be saved by introducing this Sankirtan, this Krishna consciousness movement. As we have learned previously, one who is not in Krishna consciousness is to be considered a thief. And even though one may be materially very advanced, still a thief cannot be placed in a comfortable position. A thief is a thief and is punishable. Because people are without Krishna consciousness, they have become thieves, and consequently they are being punished by the laws of material nature. No one can check this, not even by introducing so many relief funds and humanitarian institutions. So unless the people of the world take to Krishna consciousness, there will be scarcity of food and much suffering. In this section, there were nice instructions for milking a cow given by Mother Earth. First, the cow must have a calf, so that out of affection for the calf, the cow will voluntarily give sufficient milk. And there must also be an expert milkman and a suitable pot in which to keep the milk. Just as a cow cannot deliver sufficient milk without being affectionate to her calf, the earth cannot produce sufficient necessities without feeling affection for those who are Krishna conscious. Even though the earth's being in the shape of a cow may be taken figuratively, the meaning herein is very explicit. Just as a calf can derive milk from a cow, all living entities, including animals, birds, bees, reptiles, and aquatics, can receive their respective foods from planet Earth provided that human beings are not asat or adritavrata, as we have previously discussed. In other words, they must be devotees. When human society becomes asat or ungodly or devoid of Krishna consciousness, the entire world suffers. If human beings are well behaved, then animals will also receive sufficient food and be happy. But the ungodly human being, ignorant of one's duty to give protection and food to the animals, kills them in order to compensate for the insufficient production of grains. Thus, no one is satisfied, and that is the cause for the present condition in today's world. For the production of grain, level land is especially conducive. Planet Earth is also called Vasundhara. The word Vasu means wealth, and Dhara means one who holds. Humanity must have food for the mind and ear, as well as for the purpose of vibration. As far as transcendental vibrations are concerned, the essence of all Vedic knowledge is found in the Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In Kali Yuga, if this Vedic Mahamantra is chanted regularly and heard regularly by the devotional process of hearing and chanting, Shravanam Kirtanam, it will purify all societies, and thus humanity will be happy both materially and spiritually. In this section, the word soma means nectar. Soma is a kind of beverage made in the heavenly planets from the moon to the kingdoms of the demigods in the various higher planetary systems. And by drinking this soma beverage, the demigods become more powerful mentally and increase their sensual power and bodily strength. The words Hiranmayena Patrena indicate that this soma beverage is not an ordinary intoxicating liquor. The demigods would not touch any kind of liquor, nor is soma a kind of drug. It is a different kind of beverage available in the heavenly planets. Soma is far different from the liquors made for demoniac people, as explained in this section of Srimad Bhagavatam. And so it seems the demons also have their own types of beverages in the form of liquor and beer, just as the demigods use soma rasa for their drinking purposes. The demons born of Diti take great pleasure in drinking wine and beer. Why, even today, people of demoniac nature are very much addicted to liquor and beer. The word ayya, iron, is very significant. Whereas the nectarian soma was put into a golden pot, the liquor and beer were put into an iron pot. Because liquor and beer are inferior, they are placed in an iron pot. And because soma ras is superior, it is placed in a golden pot. In this universe, there is a planet called Pitri Loka, and the predominating deity of that planet is Aryama. He is somewhat of a demigod, and by satisfying him, one can help ghostly family members to develop a gross body. Those who are very sinful and attached to their family, house, village, or country do not receive a gross body made of material elements, but instead remain in the subtle body composed of mind, ego, and intelligence. Those who live in such subtle bodies are called ghosts. This ghostly position is very painful because a ghost has intelligence, mind, and ego and wants to enjoy material life. But because the ghost does not have a gross material body, the ghost can only create disturbances for want of material satisfaction. So, it is the duty of family members, especially the son, to offer oblations to the demigod Aryama, or to Lord Vishnu. From time immemorial in India, the son of a dead man goes to Gaya and, at a Vishnu temple there, offers oblations for the benefit of one's ghostly father. It is not that everyone's father becomes a ghost, but the oblations of Pinda are offered to the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu, so that if a family member happens to become a ghost, the ghost will be favored with a gross body. However, if one is habituated to taking prasad of Lord Vishnu, there is no chance of one's becoming a ghost or anything lower than a human being. In Vedic civilization, there is a performance known as Shraddha, by which food is offered with faith and devotion. If one offers oblations with faith and devotion, either to the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu or to his representative in Pitriloka, Aryama, then one's forefathers will attain material bodies in order to enjoy whatever material enjoyment is still due to them. In other words, they do not have to become ghosts. It is said that the inhabitants of Kimpurusha Loka can perform many wonderful mystic demonstrations. In other words, they can exhibit as many wonderful things as one can imagine. The inhabitants of this planet can do whatever they like or whatever they imagine. Such powers are also mystic powers. The possession of such mystic power is called Ishita. Demons generally learn such mystic powers by the practice of yoga. But although the inhabitants of Kimpurusha Loka are naturally endowed with such powers, one can also attain these powers on this planet Earth by performing different yogic practices. According to one's association with the material qualities, one develops a certain type of character. Payapanang bhujanganam. If one feeds a serpent milk, the snake will simply increase its venom. However, if one supplies milk to a talented sage or saint, the sage will develop finer brain tissues by which one can contemplate higher spiritual life. Thus, the Lord is supplying everyone food, but according to the living entity's association with the modes of material nature, the living entity develops his or her own specific character. Recorded September 26, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Chalayasi Vikramane Balim.
aduta vamana padana kanira chanika jana bhavana chalaya sivik ramane balim aduta vamana padana kanira janita jana bhavana Chalayati Vikramane Balimadbhuta Vamana Padanaka Nira Janita Jana Avana Keshavadrita Vamana Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Keshavadrita Trivikrama Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Keshavadrita Urukrama Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Jaya Jagadisha Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Guru Mukha Padma Bhakya Chitete Koriya Aikya Arna Kori Ho Mane Asha Nitai Goranga Nitai Goranga Nitai Goranga Goda Hari Goda Hari Goda Hari Nitai Goranga Hari Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hari Haraye Namaha. Hari Haraye Namaha. Hari Haraye Namaha. Hari Haraye Namaha.
O Keshav, Lord of the universe, O Lord Hari, you have assumed the form of a dwarf Brahmana. All glories unto you. O wonderful dwarf, by your massive steps you deceive King Bali, and by the Ganges water which has emanated from the nails of your lotus feet, you deliver all living beings within this world. Thus you are known by various names: Vamana, Trivikrama, Urukrama. All glories to Lord Keshava. Recorded September 26, Vamana Dwadashi, 2023, by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to our ever well-wisher, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.